Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 180, part 2, the conclusion to The Spiritual Flood is Coming. Today is Sunday, January 2nd, 2011. Happy New Year. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited, North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. Pastor Paul's Club is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota and is located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food and you live anywhere in the state of Minnesota, and you're living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. That's all there is to it. Just simply call us, register, and you'll be able to come in the next day to pick up groceries and come in once a month after that. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation. You'll see that up at the top of the homepage. You're also going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, LifeVantage, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to check out PastorPaul.org and connect to the online community. You can also call our new comment line. Be sure to do that. The new line is, if you're out of state, 1-877-489-0922. Local, 612-208-0918. So be sure to call the comment line. You can ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at the blog. We'll probably post those comments throughout the week at Pastor Paul's blog. So be sure to give us a call. At Pastor Paul's blog, you're going to find scripture links that are within Pastor Paul's messages. So be sure to check those links out after you listen to Pastor Paul's messages. This month, the month of December, here is the lineup. Whatever happened to the will of God for now, be my witnesses, tried faith, hypocrisy, and the spiritual flood is coming. Those are the five messages for the month of December, starting with Friday, December 3rd. Be sure to listen to both parts. Part 1 is on Friday. Part 2 is on Sunday. So you can listen to both parts of the same message. The conclusion is on Sunday. Have a great month of December. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. God bless you. And we'll see you back here twice weekly for Pastor Paul's podcast.
It's the same way with you, brother. You fly an airplane. Someone gets in there and says, well, why don't you work this lever? And why don't you work that lever? And why don't you turn it this way? And why don't you work this flap? Well, maybe they read some kind of book on how to do it, but they don't have that practical knowledge. Say amen, somebody. And until you're in the battle and you have practical knowledge, you haven't got too much to say about it. Say amen, somebody. Are you hearing this? I know this is kind of heavy preaching, but boy, it's a time for heavy preaching, isn't it? It's a time for people to agree. Now, are you two people married here? You thinking about getting married? This is your son. Oh, my God. Sorry, kid. What can I say? Got a young-looking mom. Ooh. You remember when you first got saved? How many remember when they first got saved? Oh, God. I woke up at night and someone gave me a book on demons, see? So all day at work I was thinking about these demons. They got my mind on demons. And I thought, well, the reason I'm thinking all these things is because there's demons out there, see? And I read this book on demons and pigs in the parlor, and they had all this kind of, huh? Don't get into it. Scare yourself half out of your mind. And so I laid awake all night. I went down, I'd go to these bookstores, I tried to act like I was picking a book out for somebody else. And I'd pick out a book there, it had this Roman soldier on there, you know what I mean, with a big sword and the shield. Oh boy, I better read that one, you know what I mean? Or I'd pick one out where they were snapping chains, Christians, breaking free, huh? You know what, I'd get up and read that and I'd go to bed just as bound up, you know what I mean? Then I read books like, Can the Christian Be Possessed? Are You Really Saved? Are You Sanctified? Victory in the Mind. And I was up all night long searching peace. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, you can bring a horse, to water, but you can't make him drink. And you can bring a Christian to scriptures, but you can't make him receive it. Do you know what does that? The Holy Spirit. I went through 9 months of tremendous hell trying to get myself free until I saw the cross and I saw the blood and I saw what Jesus had already done in the finished work, and I got free and I got the message of full pardon and full grace. And once you're saved, you're always saved, because I was ready to kill myself several times because I thought, I'll never make it. How many know exactly what I'm talking about right now? And there's a whole lot of people that are listening to me on the radio that are so bound up. Are you hearing this? And got themselves under so much judgment. Are you hearing that? I know one thing, that I have the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it doesn't depend on my say. See, the battle's on, isn't it? How many know the battle's on right now? And all you preachers that are going to be used in very heavy battles, you are going to enter into a tremendous mental conflict. How many are hearing this? What do you mean, mental conflict? I mean Satan, preacher, is going to play with your mind. Say amen. He is going to play with your mind. He is going to send you great temptation. Are you hearing it? He's going to send you all these things so you won't get out and preach the gospel. He's going to give you doubt. I remember preaching my first couple of years, and oh, I fell into such doubt. Oh, I doubted everything, and God spoke to me. He says, Paul, you're such a great doubter. Why don't you doubt? Doubt. You know what? I got free. I thought, well, that sounds kind of silly. But if I doubt, the spirit of doubt, hey. Whew. When the Holy Spirit speaks and He says, let there be light, I think the thickest darkness is gone. Say amen, somebody. Oh, God. If I could tell you for one moment, the mental battles that I've been in my whole of my ministry, and I've always turned to the Lord. And you know what? The Bible says, call upon me in the time of trouble and I will answer. Do you know what, folks? He always answers. Not sometimes. Are you hearing this? There are so many people right now that are ready for a Anoka. Are you hearing this? They're ready for Anoka. Do you know why they're ready for Anoka? They surrender. They say, you know what? I am ready for Anoka. But is Anoka ready for you? me hear this. There are so many people right now that their minds are being tormented and played with. Don't allow it to happen. Know what your position in Jesus Christ is. Saved, saved, saved. How many here know this? Do you know what your position is in Christ? Praise God that I know it, because there's a whole lot of folks that will tell you that you're unsaved every other 5 minutes. Now, whatever that they put out, that's exactly what they get back. If they're a Pharisee and they stand in the doorway and won't allow people to go through, they aren't even going to make it to heaven themselves. The total message is right now that you're going to have to deny your life, pick up a cross, and follow me. And that's where you're going to find your peace. Because it says in the Bible, in the end, and some people are being affected more than others, in the end, many seducing spirits will be loosed from the pit. Well, where are they? They're in bed with you. They sit in church with you. They get in the car with you. You go out to the cafe and you're having coffee, they're sitting right next to you. I'm not talking about a physical person. I'm talking about spirits. Wherever you go, these seducing spirits are all over, seducing people. And it says in the end that evil will be called good and good will be called evil. Yeah, that's what it says. Say amen, somebody. That's exactly what it says. That's exactly what's happening. And some people are more open to those things, and they're tormented. How many know what torment is? Mental torment. Put your hands up. See, let's get into psychoanalyzing. Get them up there. See, Satan hates this kind of thing. This is called deliverance ministry. I'm talking about mental torment. When you feel like your head is in some kind of a vice. Huh? Hey, how many hearing this? Okay, this is the time to know your position in Jesus Christ. Forgetting those things that are past, pressing forward towards the high mark, the calling in Christ. What is done, leave it done. Leave sleeping dogs sleep. You don't, man. You wake up a sleepy dog, an old sleepy dog, he'll bite you. That mean. You take away his doggy bowl, look out. You know what I'm talking about. And it's affecting young people. Why do you think so many young people right now, and I ministered several years ago, I said they're going to be brand new kinds of drugs. Now they got brand new coke, brand new hash, brand new this, brand new that, more powerful stuff. Why do you think so many people are into pharmakia, pharmacia, in Greek and Latin, drugs, the Bible talks about it. Mental torture. Now, don't you think it's nice to know where you're at in Jesus Christ when you're under all that kind of strain? Huh? Well, the devil comes on you with fear. How old are you?
14.
14, okay. 14 years old. Now you're being pressured to go out and get a job. Pretty soon you got to go out there and get a job. Pretty soon you got to go do this. Hey, let it happen. Let you be 14 one time, don't worry about it. Then you're 14 in one day old and 14 in 2 days, and take it one day at a time. Praise God all the way through it, and don't you get fearful. How old are you, son? 16 years old. You enjoy being 16 years old. See what I'm saying? You accept yourself in Jesus Christ just the way you are. He accepts you. He loves you. And you can't do nothing to turn Jesus Christ off. Did you know that? Aren't you glad? How many are glad that you can't do anything to turn Jesus' love off for you? I am. How many of you would like to have a rerun movie of their whole life? Now, legalists, let's get it on here. Would you like to have a rerun movie of your whole life? Maybe we pick up the mattresses and find some Playboy magazines underneath your self-righteous little mattress. Remember, I got saved, and I had a little cache of dirty books up inside, down in the laundry room there, and I had them up inside there, see? So I I went up in there and I thought, well, Bible says burn those books. I got out on the front yard out there and I got a wheelbarrow. Do you know how hard it is to burn books? Well, I just thought, you know, I'll start a fire and burn those books. I was out there all night trying to burn them books. Finally, I had to end up and put them in a garbage can. You know what I mean? How many are hearing this? Don't let Satan play with your mind. I mean, if slander, if persecution could have destroyed the church, it would have done it a whole long time ago. Can you right now receive yourself? Is there someone in here that's having a hard time receiving themselves? Is there someone in here that's had, at different points in their spiritual walk after they were saved, had problems receiving themselves? Yeah. You know what? That's sin. That's the grossest of all sins. But once that you've been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, not to receive yourself when Jesus Christ has received you. But we go through that, don't we? We go through just mental torment, I'm telling you. Mental torment. Oh, if I would have only done this, and if I would have only done that, and tomorrow I'll do that. Are you hearing this? Well, anyway, let me close it up. When God comes in to the fight, woe be it to those enemies. God comes into the fight. No, God comes into the fight when you get out there and you get into the fight. When you're out there feeding the poor. When you come up against abortion and drugs and alcohol. When you start leading people to Jesus Christ. When you start saying, oh God, I thank you that you receive me just the way that I am. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you love me, that you receive me. In the end, it says in the Bible, now listen to it real close. In the end, it says in the Bible that those in your own household are going to turn against you. Like I said in Friday night's message in Luke 12 and 1, beware ye the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Huge praise meetings while people are starving all over the place. No workers, it says in the Bible, and the fields are white for the harvest. No commitment, no talk of self-denial. You know how you'll know people? By the empty fruit baskets that they're carrying around. You'll know them by the blowing of their horn every time before they do anything. And oh, so many of us want applause. Oh, how the hypocrite loves the applause. Know how severe they are with others and how lenient with themselves. Yes, Isaiah 59 and 19 says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, and let me add this, you can be sure the hypocrite has caused those high waters. It says then in ending, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. God is saying, my grace is sufficient. How many know God's grace is sufficient? It's going to have to be, isn't it? You're going to be tried on all points. You're going through some really hard times, but you're making it, aren't you? And you got this beautiful young man here. Huh? I always tell people, and they say, oh, I ain't got nobody. I says, you got me. I'm better than nothing. It's like marriages. A lot of marriages are brain dead too. It means there's nothing coming. There's no kind of contact and love. There's nothing out there. Whew. Say amen, somebody. Okay, hon. I'm glad you came today. You know why? Because there's just, you've seen all these hands in here, all these people in here. Sometimes we think we're all by ourselves and we're all alone, don't we? You are not alone. It's just that you're more sensitive to the Spirit. Did you know that? There's some people more sensitive than others. Now you got to start to put your hand up and start praising the Lord and say, God, I know you're able to deliver me in the day of your power, and you're going to make me willing in the day of your power. Know what, honey? I just love to see you come down here and get involved. That's what you need, don't you? Just come on down and get involved. God, I remember in the fix I was in, I remember laying at home, just bawling my eyes out there. I mean, I would come to tears over anything. Do you feel that way? Once in a while, all of a sudden, you just start bawling. And you just start getting into depression, and you start crying. You can't stop crying. Man, oh man, I was blubbering all the time. You know what I mean? Why? I was tormented. Isn't that hell? Aren't you sick of it? I'm sick of it. How many are sick of being tormented in your head? Hey, you don't belong to yourself. You're bought with a price. What are you doing messing with your head? Your head don't belong to you. It belongs to God. You think he took you without your head? I mean, he bought you lock, stock, and barrel. He bought all of you. Your head, it goes along with it. Sometimes you think it's too nasty and God don't want it. No, he bought all of you. You should be singing to the Lord, all of me. Why not take all of me? Take my head, because I want to lose it. Take my arms. Huh? Take all of me. He bought you with a price. Don't be stuck with a head that's under torment. It's under guilt. It's all frustrated. You got these inner conflicts that are going on all the time. My God, aren't you sick of it? I, for one, am, and I'm just going to go on with what God has called me to do. Aren't you? Yes. Hallelujah. You feeling better, honey? You always feel better when you're with me. Well, maybe because some of the truths I have is going to help you. But you know who made me feel better? Jesus Christ. You know who's going to make you feel better? Jesus. Because you know who you've been fighting? You've been fighting the devil. I mean, he is there. And don't get into, sword fighting with him. No, it's a spiritual warfare, Some people stand in the mirror and they fight with Satan, you know what I mean? And they actually feel like they're, get behind me, don't you die. Huh? No, I'm not talking about that. See, good overcomes evil. I mean, you just get busy doing things. And Satan doesn't like to work. You get busy down here in a mission down here and doing things down here. He hates to peel potatoes and do things like that. That's above him. He's above all that. See what I'm saying? And you just do these natural, normal, beautiful things. You start loving people and you start reaching out for people and you lose people. When you start being a fool for Christ's sake, see, some people just want to be spiritual, don't they? Well, I'm not called to do that. What are you called to do, pray tell? I mean, everything you can mention, they're not called to do. Will you help me sweep the floor? I'm not called to sweep the floor. Would you mind doing it? Well, I'm not called to do that. What are you called to do? Well, I'm called to prophesy over people. Lay one on me. Make sure it's a good one, will you? See what I mean? No, just get yourself in it, honey. Get yourself going. See what I mean? Sometimes when you get up in the morning and you feel like that kind of... How many get up in the morning, a lot of times they'll feel like they're kind of depressed and like that? You just get up and you look in the mirror and say, I'm depressed. Don't you? I mean, you actually say that. And you look at yourself. God, I hate myself. I hate my nose. I hate my... And you look at yourself in the mirror and you twirl around and say, oh man, you're repulsive, huh? Oh, what a way. Oh, really? What a way to start the day out. No. I mean, just say, well, you can say, look in the mirror and say, well, you know what? God really loves me. That's something when you look in the mirror and he takes you just the way you are. Even if you think you're repulsive, he takes you, okay? Even if you don't like your nose. Huh? Even if you don't like the way your shape is. How many hearing this? See, because Satan is going to play with your brain and he's going to pull you down. Are you hearing this? I know it is when Satan plays with your brain. Don't allow him to do that. Are you hearing this? Start thinking about things. Be an airhead if you have to. See? Did you get something out of this message today? I know you did. And I'm so glad that you brought your mother with you. Huh? Did she bring you? Well, both of you came. How did you come here? Are you listening on the radio? I'm going to say this. I say it to everybody. You don't look nothing like I thought you would either, okay? Okay, let's hear it for the Lord here. Okay, I guess I have to say this, that we will be in this end time, we'll be in a lot of heavy deliverance ministries, and it's recognize your position in Jesus Christ. It's recognizing that the devil is out to rob, kill, and destroy, and that, you know, your flesh readily agrees with Satan, okay? But there's a greater one inside, and that spiritual you in there that can't be lost. That's the part that goes to heaven. That's the part that Jesus speaks to, and in time overcomes. We are more than overcomers through Christ. We're more than overcomers of the flesh, the world, and the devil. Do you know that? And your joy. That's like, you know, hon, you got the spirit of joy. See, when you're born again, you're a spiritual person, right? So now you're spiritual. So now you just don't have joy. Oh, yay, we're going out to Valley Fair. Oh, hooray, we're going to take a trip. And you get out and you hate it. You know what I mean? No, it's a spiritual joy. It is. It's a spirit. Now, if you call upon that and it's in you because you're spiritual, you're born again, you have a spirit of joy. Not just joy, but a spirit of joy. And not just peace, but a spirit of peace. Not a peace that the world gives, but a spirit. But sometimes we don't recognize that. And our peace gets destroyed because we're into a flesh peace. Now, I'm talking about a peace that passes all understanding. Peace. Like what? Like a river. You listening to me on this tape should be going to St. Peter and Anoka and places like that. You can have that. The only difference between you and me and you people in St. Peter is that you turned yourself in. I'm still loose. Guy asked me, he said, do you mean there's really people out there that have mental problems and they're crazy and like that? I said, well, haven't you had days when you were supposed to be in a straitjacket? I have. How many have days when they should be in a straitjacket? Huh? That's the time to call upon the name. Aren't you, honey, I'm so glad you're seeing all these answers. Put your hands up for this lady. Put your hands up. How many have days when they know they should be in a straitjacket? Yep. Yep. And you know what? If people are honest, they're all over like that. Sometimes you're almost afraid to tell people things because they won't think you're very spiritual. You know what I mean? That's negative. Stand on the word. Be positive. Claim it to go away. Huh? No, it isn't that easy, is it? It's a reaching out and it's a touching God. And you know what? Praise God, sweetheart, that, let me tell you something, because you went through all of what you've gone through, whatever it is, because you've gone through all of that, you're going to be a better person to minister to other people. I praise God for my own life, for my boys' schools and prison and the alcohol and the skid row, and I mean, you know, glory in that. Oh, look at my garbage can, look how filthy, dirty, rotten it is. Boy, no, I'm not glorying in that. I'm saying it gives you experience, doesn't it? Doesn't the alcohol thing, doesn't that give us experience around where we can, you know what I mean? You can see why people, you know, they get in and they get out. Yeah, I mean, you know, when you first get out of it, you can get back in and back and forth. And like that. And you learn by experiences, don't we? And we know what mental torture is and mental anguish and all that. And we don't fall into the same traps all the time. See what I'm saying? I mean, you know. You might fall into them once or twice, but then you start to get knowledgeable in the warring with Satan. Don't you see what I'm saying here today? And how many people can we minister to? God, look at all the people you can minister to. I know you know a whole lot of guys and gals. What school do you go to? Mount Westonka High School. Where?
Mount Westonka High School.
Oh, Mount?
Mound.
Oh, I see. Is it a pretty good size school?
Yeah.
Well, there's all kinds of people out there that really need help. You know what I mean? Yeah, and there's your mother. She's home worrying about you. You know what I mean? She reminds me of the type that when you first started going to school, she would hang on to the back of the bus, looking in the window to make sure nobody, you know. I mean, she's just a nice mom. Were you that kind of a mom? Yeah, kind of, sure. Yeah. My mother never did that. She'd yell out the window, "Hands off!" There were my hands that were on somebody else's. Is there anyone in here today that doesn't have Jesus as their personal Savior? Are you born again?